repeating the antiphon, "With your own blood you have redeemed us for God, Alleluia." And the third antiphon, "Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory, Alleluia?" Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Being born in the likeness of men, he was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, "Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory? Alleluia." And our reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own, to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy." And the responsory, "The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia." And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, "I am the gate, says the Lord. Whoever enters through me shall be saved and find pasture. Alleluia." And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, "I am the gate, says the Lord. Whoever enters through me shall be saved and find pasture. Alleluia." And our intercessions. "In rising from the dead, Christ destroyed death and restored life. Let us cry to him, saying, Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the stone rejected by the builders, which became the chief cornerstone. Make us living stones in the temple of your church. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the faithful and true witness, the firstborn from the dead. Make your church bear constant witness to yourself. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You alone are the bridegroom of the church, born from your wounded side. Make us reveal to the world the love of bridegroom and bride. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the first and the last. You were dead and are alive. Keep those who have been baptized faithful until death, that they may receive the crown of victory. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Light and lamp of God's holy city, shine on our friends who have died, that they may reign forever. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Almighty and ever-living God, give us new strength from the courage of Christ our Shepherd, and lead us to join the saints in heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.